Herman Melville's Arrowhead was the home to the iconic author during his most productive years from 1850 to 1863.
In the house in Pittsfield on Holmes Road, Melville wrote some of his major work, the novels Moby Dick, Pierre, The Confidence Man, and Israel Potter. Call Me Melville is a citywide celebration of the author with numerous and various Melville-inspired arts and literature events all summer long.
Here to tell us more about what's happening at Arrowhead are Will Garrison, curator of the Berkshire Historical Society at Herman Melville's Arrowhead. Michael Mell, is it Mell?
Melly.
Melly?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Michael Melly, the artist who created Ahab and the Whale, a sculpture currently installed in the field at Arrowhead. And Jana, and your last name is pronounced Lays?
Laiz.
Laiz. I got two wrong. Jana Laiz, Arrowhead's writer in residence.
Well, Michael, Jana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Will, let us begin with you of how this whole season came together of this celebration, citywide celebration.
Yeah, it is a citywide celebration, and it just evolved. A lot of credit goes to Megan Wilden, director of the Office of Cultural Development.
We love her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's terrific. I understand she's on vacation today.
Best thing that ever happened to Pittsfield.
That's for sure. Yeah. So she had been a longtime dream of hers to celebrate everything Melville. It's just a fun thing. So we started last year, a whole bunch of partners just sitting around a table, people from the Berkshire Athenaeum, which is the Pittsfield Library. Mm-hmm. And they have the Melville Memorial Room, Berkshire Museum, a lot of independent artists such as Michael and Jana. And we just said, you know, let's do it. It's no particular anniversary. It's going to be a vehicle for creative energy. And there's so much creative energy in the Berkshires, and to tap into the genius of Herman Melville, and just have a lot of fun.
So tell us about Melville. I want to know. I mean, do you channel him? Do you know him? What's the deal?
I can't say that I channel him. First thing this morning, I was up in his study, of course, opening it up for today's tours and opening up that blind and looking out at Mount Greylock.
No ghost, nothing?
No ghost, not that I've seen yet.
Uh-huh. So, I get to sit there, so I don't know. I have a different experience.
Is that right? Tell us about it. It's much more important, Jenny.
No, the first time I walked in that, when I got my writer in residence, Betsy took me up there.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but what does that mean, writer in residence? Give us a sense
of
what it is you're
I don't
doing.
Live there. I just I get to sit at his table and look out the same window that he looked out.
Wow.
At. It's just
great.
Amazing. And I see Mount Greylock and through that wavy glass, and it's just great.
Is there a channeling experience that goes on?
Well, I'm hoping so.
Yeah, so not yet, but
well, I felt some amazing energy. Amazing energy. Yeah, and I just got chills, and I think I started crying the first time I went in there.
It's a whale of a story.
It's a whale of a tale, it is.
It occurred to me that John is the first time first professional writer to sit at that table since Melville left in 1862. So 150
it's
years
pretty
later.
It's awe-inspiring. Yeah. It really is.
Wow.
How did you get to that table? How did that happen?
There was something in the paper. It just said there's this fellowship or this residency, and you apply for it, and I applied for it, and I got it.
Where were you living at the time?
Well, I live in North Egremont.
Oh.
I'm a Berkshire writer, and I still live in North Egremont. And I get to go there when I can and write.
You've got to be very careful, though, Janet. You know what it's for, right?
Tell me.
The police on Route 23, as you know.
I've lived there for 27 years, Alan, and I know all about it. We drive 19 miles an hour in South Egremont. Yes,
no car can go 19 miles an hour.
That's right.
Just to expand a little bit on the writer in residence, it's a project funded by Housatonic Heritage, and it's a collaboration with Pittsfield High School as well. So John is teaching, leading workshops with high school students, as well as being in the study, working on her own work.
I want to talk a little bit about Michael's work as well, and I guess we'll find this from Jana as well. But Jana, in your work and in your books, were you inspired by Melville at all?
To be honest with you, no.
Okay. All right. And that's what, and this will go. And so Michael, were you, this was commissioned or did you do this? Were you inspired?
Oh, I was asked to do something. And this scene presented itself to me. It's the most dramatic scene in the book, I think. And, it just as I imagined it, that's how it came out. It's pretty amazing.
For people listening and who have not seen it, just to describe a little bit what it looks like.
It's the end of the obsession. It's the moment when Ahab hoists the harpoon for the last time, and Moby is below him. You know, he's on the prow of the whaleboat, and it's all coming apart. I mean, this is the end, you know. But to me, I don't see him in the they don't say in the book, but I would assume he's as cool as a cucumber. This is his life's dream to harpoon this whale, and this is the moment I chose, and it's quite dramatic.
Do you have a white whale in your life?
An obsession? Just art in general, yeah. No particular.
What is the form?
Oh, well, for him, he is one of my usual straw figures. It's actually hay over a frame of saplings, and they're scarecrows originally, but now they've evolved to human sculptures. They're all recognizable, real human forms. So there's Ahab and two people rowing the boat, which were made at a public workshop. Mm-hmm. The two rowers were.
So I should point out that it's fairly easy to get to this place. Could somebody sort of give us directions? So if you're down in Newburgh, you would know how to do this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Put it in your GPS.
That's right. Although you end up in a little side subdivision when you do that, apparently.
You end up in the wrong place. The Berkshires are not good for GPS, I can tell you that.
Well, we're at 780 Holmes Road, if you do want to try GPS, in Pittsfield. We're on and Holmes Road, for a couple hundred years now, is a busy road connecting Pittsfield to Lenox. So we're in the southwestern corner of Pittsfield. So if you're coming off the Pike, exit 2 in Lee, come up Route 7 and 20, take a right on Holmes Road. We'll be on your left.
And then straight.
And then when you drive in, you'll look over to your right, and you see Michael's, the big whale tail sticking up in the field. And it's with Mount Greylock behind. It's pretty dramatic.
And you have to get out of the car. I mean, I've had a lot of people say, oh, I saw your whale from Holmes Road. But you have to park the car, walk out into the field to get the whole feel. I mean, it's
so interesting that he did all this work about whales, and sitting here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Now, my wife, the lovely Roselle, actually grew up and lived in Hudson, New York, where they used to pull whales up the Hudson River and did what they had to do with them. But there really is not a lot between Pittsfield and the ocean that one could sort of subscribe to here.
Yeah, well, visitors often ask why Pittsfield. You know, of course, Pittsfield's a wonderful place, but why Melville was here, as always, comes down to family, impressionable teenage years, and of course the beauty of the Berkshires. When he was a teenager, he stayed at his uncle Thomas's farm, which is now the Pittsfield Country Club, and learned to love farming, learned to love the Berkshires. So even with all the tensions in his life and the failure of the book of Moby Dick and all that, he continued to love the Berkshires.
Call Me Melville is a citywide celebration of the author, and it's taking place all summer long. For more information, simply go to mobydick.org, mobydick.org. Will Garrison, Michael Melly.
That's great.
Thank you very much. And Jenna,
good
please. I learned something. Thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.